It's the Open Forum on 1540 WADK. Call 846-1028, 846-1028. Now, the Open Forum on 1540 WADK.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Monday edition of the Open Forum here on WADK. It is 40 degrees currently in Newport. You're looking at a high today around 42. There will be some rain this afternoon, so maybe pack an umbrella. We have something exciting for you today. We have a new guest host. Her name is Suzanne McDonald. She's from Angles and Insights, a new media strategist. She's a former Boston Globe journalist. She's an omnivore of all things new media and client success. Lots of stuff here. Framingham State University and the University of Rhode Island Social Media Strategies adjunct professor. She also curates the top network learning group, Newport Interactive Marketers. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Yes, this is really exciting. So some new stuff. We're going to be talking all about this topic here. And I want to know, really off the bat, what are your goals? What are we going to get out of the show? What is the listener going to get out of the show here?
Yeah, always a good question. Sound like a marketer. You sound like me as a marketer.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I've been doing Newport Interactive Marketers for almost 10 years and have seen the huge impact that the community has had, the NIM community has had on the wider community, not just here in Newport, but across Rhode Island, all the way from Hartford to New Hampshire. People come to Newport Interactive Marketer events. Yeah, and we have so many great, knowledgeable people in the area that it makes sense to bring those people to come and speak and share their insights with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and really just share all that information so everyone can benefit. And it benefits our speakers. It benefits anybody who wants to come to the event.
Now, marketing, I think a lot of people know what marketing is, but you have a qualifier, interactive. How does that change it? What is interactive marketing?
To me, it's actually bigger than marketing.
Okay.
Right? So interactive is almost anything that, you know, you are doing social media, you're doing things online, you're doing things offline. Mm-hmm. Events, marketing is a big piece. So anything that is expecting a two-way street, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not just online, though. That's, you're not focusing on just that.
Not from my perspective, okay. My definition.
Great. But yeah. We do have somebody here today with us that does kind of focus a little bit on that, right?
Yeah, and also some offline stuff, some old school stuff, some new stuff, and how those all play together.
I like it. Would you like to introduce the guest we have in the studio?
Sure. Scott Indemar is a good friend, actually one of the very first NIM people to show up to an event when there were, 10 people there? So almost 10 years ago. And he's also been a great speaker at NIM and, has so much great information to share as a former photojournalist, commercial photographer, does portraits, you name it. Scott pretty much has it covered. And also, like most people with a traditional background, has morphed that into digital and what's happening online with social media. So thanks for coming, Scott.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to hang out with journalists again, or former journalists.
Well, and I was looking, is this the...
Yeah.
Scott has done some really interesting stuff. He's worked with clients like BCBS of Rhode Island, Black & Decker, Ryder, Land Rover, and IBM. Plus some financial titans in the industry. So that's quite the resume there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Interesting career. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you probably have kind of seen the transition from, madman marketing to the internet and how everything's Instagram. I'm sure we're going to get into that later, but it's probably been a pretty interesting ride.
Oh, definitely. We started off, old school newspapers and gluing down our photos before they go to press, and now it's all digital. So
right, cutting up the strips and everything.
Yeah,
wax.
I remember that in the wax.
Stealing letters. So excellent. Well, what do you want to dive into? What kind of interactive marketing are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, Scott is going to be our speaker at Newport Interactive Marketers, which we're meeting on Thursday.
Okay.
The 25th at Parlor. Okay. Networking starts at 6, and Scott is going to give a full-length presentation for about 45 minutes with visuals, And the focus this month is really on visuals, video, and how you can accomplish filling your social media feeds with your mobile phone.
Oh, so not, you don't have to have a desktop or a computer. You're saying you can do it all on your phone?
Yeah. I think, well, I mean, Scott, you're a good person to ask. What do you think the biggest challenge is with social media today?
Well, I think it's time and commitment and creativity. I guess there's a lot of challenges there. But with a phone, it can be really, really simple. And I just love the idea of being able to take pictures so quickly on the phone and get them online and using the filters like an Instagram. And you can make an average photo look really good.
Yes, we're all photographers now.
We are.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. But I think what's interesting is to think about most people are now consuming their images on a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're shooting, to really be thinking about how people are going to consume it. So what are some common mistakes that you see?
I'm a big fan of the square image. It's because on Instagram, it just feeds so nicely through your phone. So when people are throwing in horizontals or verticals, it doesn't just looks a little bit awkward.
In terms of, you know, if you're shooting a group of people, right?
Yeah.
They're just going to look like little tiny.
A lot of times they'll do like a booth at a fair or something like that. A company will do that to promote their, you know, involved that. That fair, but they'll have a big group of people, and it's so small. So I think a lot of times you just need to come in tighter. Tighter shots are really, really can simplify it and really attract a viewer's eyes. So when you're scanning through there, people aren't really reading the captions until they see a photo they really like.
Right.
So if you're able to really simplify that image and do a tight picture of a person or a group of people, go in tighter, not necessarily head to toe, you're more likely to catch someone's eye to read the caption.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many other ways to think about food photography. People love taking pictures of their food,
right?
And how often do you think the food actually looks appetizing after someone's taken a picture of it? I mean, that's a special trick, I think. So what do you think?
Food photography is especially on its own. But, you know, you throw in some filters, you can make it look really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially you can take it by the window and you have some window light coming in. And you know, restaurants could do that and take pictures of their you know, their menu, just put it by the window, has some nice light coming in, and throw in some fun filters, and can make it look good.
The color of the dishes or something. I'll put a little plug. I have a friend who Instagrams under The Manly Vegan.
Yeah.
And he does food. He takes pictures of his meals, and he kind of tags all of the products. So he's like, I got this vegan bacon from this place, and I got this. So he kind of tells you what's in it. But all this stuff is solid colors. He's got, like, pastel color plates and bowls. He always does it on a wood table or surface, so it has this kind of same feeling with each photo, even though it's different foods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that...
And those are all things that he makes at home.
Yeah, he cooks it all himself.
That's cool.
And that consistency is important. A lot of times some of the bigger Instagram accounts have a lot of followers. They have a consistency with the same type of filter they use, the same type of color palette.
Right.
Or maybe they'll do like 50 images of the same type of color palette, and then they'll shift to another color palette. But there's a consistency that has been known to just draw people in to look at photos and read captions and stuff.
And should those filters be somehow tie into the brand, or what is your advice on filters?
I think so. I think for myself, I find there's like 3 or 4 filters I really like. But you could look into your brand. And so for me, it's more of just a visual for what feels good, because my brand is myself. But for a company, if they have maybe more of a blue or a colder logo or color scheme, I would lean towards those filters that kind of fit more into that branding color scheme.
So definitely something to be thinking about, that your whatever filters you are selecting match with your overall brand image.
Right. If you're really into warmth and really warm things, you want to lean towards those warmer filters. And I think you find 3 or 4 filters you really like, and then once in a while you might get something that strays from that just because it fits better. But it's also one way of simplifying your whole process of creating those imagery, putting those filters on, and getting it out there, and not having to spend hours on and then agonizing over, I have to find the time to do this.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, you have to have a certain kind of brain. You have to be paying attention to that, because the average consumer, I don't think, is going, I like this huge filter, and it adds to the brand. It's just almost subliminal to them. It just looks appealing, right? Mm-hmm. But on the other side of that, you're thinking about what filter am I going to use, what color scheme, et cetera.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
For sure.
Well, we're going to take our first commercial break real quick here. We're going to come back with Suzanne and Scott. This is the Interactive Marketing Insight Show here on the Open Forum on WADK.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Barry's Discount Service Center. We offer free diagnosis on all check engine lights, and our exclusive Repair Now, Pay Later program allows you to service your vehicle today and pay 0% for up to 6 months. We have the least expensive labor rates in Newport County. We've helped our customers for over 60 years, and there's no better place to have your vehicle repaired and saved. Ask about our Barry Family Plan and save another 10% off our already discounted labor rate. When your new vehicle's warranty ends, that's where our service begins. Take the drive, you're worth it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn, but not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's 1 in 6. School lunch might be their only meal each day, and it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WADK.com, WADK AM 1540, and Corrigan Financial present high school and college basketball action. Join Bob Angel and John Dias for the play-by-play featuring all three Aquidneck Island High Schools as well as Salve Regina University. Brought to you by
A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, Newport Insurance Agency, West Main Pizza, Newport Propane, Salve Regina University, the Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, and by Corrigan Financial.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is a firm believer in shopping local all year round. Our historic coastal community has so much to offer. Shopping local and dining local just makes sense, and so does this, a Brick Alley gift card. For any gift occasion, a Brick Alley gift card is always a perfect fit. A gift of great taste available in any denomination, and they never expire. Stop by 140 Thames Street, downtown Newport, or check out their website, brickalley.com. And you can find them on Facebook.
This is Chris Edenbach of Memorial Funeral Homes. We talk about many things with our loved ones, from mundane day-to-day details to big family events. Sharing the stories of our lives with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate their lives in the future. Memorialization at the end of our lives can be more than it used to be. It can reflect a person's life story and be transformative, healing, and comforting. Meaningful ceremonies start when loved ones talk about what matters most, memories made, lessons learned, and how they hope to be remembered. While starting these conversations can be difficult, they can be profoundly helpful to your family. If you are finding it hard to start these tough conversations, consider asking for stories of an event or period of their life, or looking at photos or mementos together to spark that conversation. These conversations may lead to deeper sharing and ultimately planning. You can find more at memorialfuneralhome.com or talk with one of our experienced funeral directors at Memorial Funeral Homes.
Stay connected. Follow us on Twitter, 1540 WADK.
And we're back here on the Open Forum, a new edition. It is the Interactive Marketing Insights Show with the founder of Newport Interactive Marketer, Suzanne McDonald, and her guest, visual video specialist Scott Indermar. Did I get that?
Sounds great.
Ooh, that was a fun one. And if you want to participate in the show, if you have a question, if you're a business or you're looking into marketing something and you have a question, please give us a call. The phone lines are always open here at 846-1028, 846-1028. All right. You could also probably pop up a question on our Facebook page. I have that open here as well. So if you want to get involved. Continuing the conversation, so we're talking about visual marketing, the importance of it, and especially it seems like we're semi-focusing on visual marketing on the internet. So why is it important to people, or why should it be?
Well, it's interesting because there are a lot of statistics out there that show, and from what I see going to conferences, which I do a lot, mm-hmm. go to about 3 or 4 a year, major conferences, and there are so many sessions that are focusing on visuals, video, mm-hmm. and how to do it and how important it is. So to put some context to that, one statistic is that by 2019, video content will comprise 80% of all internet consumption.
That's a high number.
Right.
Yeah.
And one quick and easy way to create video is to have visual still images. And then there's tools out there that uh-huh. you can use, like Animoto, to create a video, and you could have some music, you could have some branding, you could have subtitling, which is also really important because, for example, Facebook will play videos automatically but without the sound.
Right. You got to tap on it or whatever.
Yeah. But you want to make sure that your video is – people are getting the message. And so one easy way to get the message is to make sure that it's
as subtitles.
Yeah, subtitles.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, don't tell my boss. I hope she's not listening. But I watch quiet videos all the time on my phone, and you can't if it doesn't have the,
the subtitles. She
told me she won't. Oh, dang. No, but.
No, how many people has that happened to? Or you know, you open up a website, and all of a sudden it starts talking. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, you're like, oh, no, I shouldn't be listening to this song.
When I was at Globe, I worked in an office about this size, but we had 10 people in it. So as soon as mm-hmm. that helpful person would start talking about whatever, everyone in the office knew what you were doing.
Right.
So, yeah, Facebook is key to that, as they are to many things. So it's important to, when you're doing video, that you make sure that you – or pictures also.
Right. Now, we were talking in the break a little bit, and I feel like some people, some businesses who are more into the traditional marketing may not have made this transition yet to – the internet and this more visual video type of marketing. And the statistic you just brought up, 80% of all internet consumption by the year 2019 is going to be in this kind of visual video marketing. That's a real incentive to embrace the change. That's how the younger generations are engaging and absorbing this information.
Yeah, as always, as a marketer or as a business owner, you have to be thinking about your target audience, mm-hmm. right? You have to be thinking about who's coming in, who's buying it, or who should be, and thinking about what their preferences are. So your preference may be no internet at all,
right.
But that if that's how people are finding you, I mean, that's just what it takes to be a successful business owner today.
Right. So you can't really be a Luddite right now. You've got to kind of embrace the technology.
Or hire people who can help you.
Exactly, because that was another question. You just said, okay, so, you know, you make a little video, you add some music, you do this, you put subtitles on it. To somebody who's never done that, that sounds pretty intensive. But are there apps or things out there that make that pretty user-friendly?
I think so. I mean, there's Animoto, but then again, I'm not in that person's shoes. I've been doing mm-hmm. this for 10 years.
Right.
So, and while my specialty isn't video or visuals, mostly written word as a copy editor in the mm-hmm. Globe. But it's important to be aware that this is the direction people are going, and also to find the tools that would help. Scott, what are your suggestions for tools?
I mean, I think there's a lot of tools out there. I mean, it's sure. Final Cut to just even using Instagram sure. stories and posting your stories, which I love to do. I think a lot of people, they were, especially small businesses, they wear so many different hats. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the office manager, you're the accountant, you're the marketer, you're the website guru, you're also now the social media expert. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, I've been guilty of this for myself, my own business, is you dive into, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do really good on my social media. I'm going to post something every day. And then after about a month or two, you start fading, you get a little busy, and it gets overwhelming. And that's when I think it's really critical to find some help. And I even find this in large corporations where the marketing department just wears so many hats. They're having to do so many different responsibilities, and their social media takes off great, and then they start backing off because they just don't have time. It gets pushed off and deadlines. And I think the key is to simplifying your social media, how you develop those photographs, create those visual assets, whether it's videos or photos, and then getting it out there. And just because once you simplify it, you'll love it more, and it's easier, and just you'll enjoy it. And sometimes that is reaching out for help, hiring someone to help you with that.
Right. I mean, I think it could legitimately, for some businesses, maybe bigger ones, be a full-time job. The social media marketing is, you see some of them post every other hour. They're getting something out there. They're putting that content out. We got a new guy. He's been working with us, Dan, over on the FM, really into radio, and he was bringing me stats about the best times to post things. Mm-hmm. This time is when the most people are on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's when we should post. So down to the minutia of that stuff, it's pretty intense.
It totally is intense. I mean, you can really get deep into all the stats. And, Wednesday at 9:05 a.m.
The days of the week. He's like, people are on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe Monday was a good day because everybody's like, I don't want to be back at work. And they're scrolling through Facebook. And Friday's bad because everybody's trying to get out. They already got their plans. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, there are specific times that are even better to engage. And it seems difficult. I post once a day on our Facebook generally. Uh-huh. And some days you go and you look at your engagement and it's like, oh, you're up 600, whatever. And then the next day you're down 400. And it's like, how did I go down 400? Do you find that there's a good system of posting every day or every hour? Or do you see those engagement times changing?
I see that. And I don't pay attention too much to when I post. I like just to post when I feel like posting.
Okay.
But I realize too that can be really overwhelming. Mm. And I think the first thing is just do it. You're better off posting something. And then once you start getting used to it, and that's now a new habit that you've really started to do, then you can start looking at, you know what, I want to post those at Wednesday at 9:05 a.m. and Thursday after 5 p.m. and Friday during lunch. And then you can start fine-tuning that, but I think when sometimes, including myself, when we look at the big picture, it can be really overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So I think it just comes down to just making it happen, just start posting those images, start creating those digital assets, and then once you get that into a groove, you can start, okay, let's dive more into analytics.
What do you do for scheduling? What tools do you like to use?
For Instagram, I like Planoly, and then for stuff like LinkedIn and Facebook, I use Hootsuite.
Okay.
I like Planoly because it's a visual. You can lay out your images. You can see how they interact with each other. So you can move things around, and it's a pretty simple tool to use.
And is this just an application for your phone or something, Planoly?
And online you can log in over your browser or through your phone.
Okay. I have not used any of those. With the one platform that the AM runs on for social media. It's mainly our Facebook page, and within Facebook, it allows you to set a time to post.
Yeah.
So you can write it up and schedule it. Mm-hmm. Our FM, I know, works more onto the Instagram. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the video and the photos and the hashtags and all that stuff. So we haven't graduated to that yet with the AM. I'm not sure that's the audience we're engaging right now, but you never know.
Yeah, I think something like Planoly works good because I think a lot of times if you have a business – you don't necessarily have to take a picture or take a video and post it right away. Mm-hmm. You can actually go in and spend like an hour and create a month's worth of visual assets and then just post it over the month. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in the moment.
All right. So you're taking one thing you've created and then spreading that out to use it, give it more shelf life, I guess.
Right. So the other day I went out with some friends out in the ice and stuff and took a lot of pictures. I'm just going to post that over the next week, and I don't necessarily have to post those 10 pictures
right.
the same day.
That photo dump that people do now. It's like, oh, they posted 20 photos. And you're like,
yeah, you don't. Am I going to scroll through them?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't see them all. You see one or two at that show at the front, and it's like there's 20 more, and you're already going on to the next thing. That's another thing that's probably difficult about marketing on social media. It's so instant. It's so next, mm-hmm. you know, swipe right, swipe left, whatever it is. And so that's going to be – how can you engage those minds, you know, to stop and look at what you're posting?
By creating a really creative visual asset.
There you go. By being creative. Well, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to help you be creative with your marketing, visual or otherwise, here on a new edition of the Open Forum. It's the Newport Interactive Marketers Insights Show, and we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after these messages.
It's here, the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event at Vidi. That means amazing holiday savings on new and pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles and Sprinter vans. And in the spirit of the season, Vidi is also giving you free pickup, free delivery, and a free new Mercedes-Benz loaner, anytime, anywhere. Sure, Vidi gives you the gift of time and convenience every day, and we have for nearly 50 years. We just wanted to put a bow on it. Vidi's Mercedes-Benz Winter Event, going on now. So call us at 888-BY-VIDI or visit Vidi.com today.
Hi, I'm Chad Kritsis, and I hope you know whether you're looking to buy or sell a home, the realtor you choose makes the difference. The Chad Kritsis team at Keller Williams Realty has been number one in sales in Newport County for the last 5 years because we put our clients first. My web address is callchad.com because I'll take your call, talk with you, and do everything I can to sell your house or help you find the right home. So call me on my cell anytime at 401-474-5669. That's 401-474-5669 or visit us online at callchad.com.
At DF Dwyer Insurance, they have a rich history of working with many not-for-profit organizations with a thorough understanding of the challenges faced by nonprofits as they strive toward their missions. Let the professionals at Dwyer obtain the best and most cost-effective coverage your nonprofit needs. Visit Dwyer, in business since 1962, at one of their locations, on Bellevue in Newport, or in Jamestown on Narragansett Avenue. Online at dfdwyer.com. Dwyer Insurance will always do what's best for their clients.
Winter is here. Buckley Heating and Cooling provides reliable, affordable energy products and services for your year-round comfort. Buckley is a full-service company specializing in automatic fuel, oil, and propane delivery, energy-efficient products, and maintenance service. Buckley offers high-efficiency systems, space heating, AC, generator service agreements, and central heating and cooling installs. Financing available as well as cashback rebates. Make sure your home is ready for winter. Buckley Heating and Cooling. BuckleyHC.com.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Everything's online.
WADK.com.
And we're back here on the Open Forum. New edition here, the Interactive Marketing Insights Show. We're led by Suzanne McDonald. And her guest today is visual video specialist Scott Indermar. All right.
Love that title.
Yeah, right? Assonance and alliteration always are, repeating ruefully.
My daughter's really into this TV show called Paw Patrol. And there's a captain on Paw Patrol, and he always is alliterating everything. It's
okay.
Hilarious. Makes it much more entertaining as the parent.
It does. A lot of these cartoons have a whole nother level for adult humor that goes right over the kids' heads, and it does make it entertaining. My girlfriend's daughter is really into My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah.
And the last episode we watched, they had the characters from the Big Lebowski show up to a bowling thing. You know, they're in pony form, but he's like, hey, man, you know, and I'm just like, she wouldn't get this, but I get it. Thank you.
Don't show up empty hoof.
Yes.
My daughter's into My Little Pony, too.
Okay, so you know all about Equestria.
Yes.
All right, that's another time, another show.
Yeah, we'll have the My Little Pony fan show next time.
All right, excellent.
So another fun statistic, if people are wondering, all right, should I really pay attention? Does this really matter? Is people remember 80% of what they see, 20% of what they read, and 10% of what they hear, which I guess doesn't bode so well for us today.
Wow. Yeah.
But I think it's important that you think about that, and that your brand should be represented visually. Mm. In addition to, you know, I think at this point that a lot of content, written content on the internet, is really designed for search engines. It's all about hashtags. It's all about keywords.
Meta tags.
Right. But the visuals are really what the human is accepting. So it's this, you know, yin and yang, because the algorithms can't read the images very well right now. Yeah, they're working on that. but then meanwhile, the people are only reading what we were talking about, a statistic. It's only people read maybe 20% of what you've posted.
Yeah, it's the image that draws them in. Mm-hmm. So if there's no image, it's like, I think it was 20% would be red, but if there's an image, there's 80% chance it would be red.
Right, which I think is fascinating.
I mean, I've skipped things entirely. It'd be like, okay, so the SAG Awards were last night. It's like, oh, Morgan Freeman won an award at the SAG, and he said this. And I open up the article, and there's no video of it. And I'm like, "Where? It's just a bunch of words. Where's the video? I want to see what he said. I want to see him say it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you quote him."
Isn't that amazing how everyone has that preference now, that expectation?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny how you just expect certain things, like when you're buying something online, and then what? It takes a week to get here? No. I need it in 2 days.
Yep.
2 days.
Right?
And now we just have these set defaults. But I think another set default, you know, while brands are struggling to come up with images, an easy option is to use stock photography. But is that always the best option?
I don't think it is. There's a time and place for stock imagery. But a lot of times it's too polished or too perfect, and it doesn't necessarily fit into the company's brand. And let's say they hire a photographer to come up with original photographs or video, and then they sprinkle in some stock photos. Just there's a shift in style, and people can easily see if it's a stock image or not.
Mm.
And it's not as authentic.
Yeah, and I would think that it's funny, because if you do some searches on stock photography, they bring up a study of this college student who had her portrait taken, and she was basically all over the internet. It was so ubiquitous, and everybody knows her name, I guess, in this realm of stock photography, and so they use her as, it's like Jen Smith or something, ironically, right, that she has this very ubiquitous name also, but that she's all over the place, and they show all these different examples of her promoting, you know, like online college recruiting to opening up a bank account, like anything, any service or business that's geared toward a college student, she's represented. And it's just fascinating. But I also think that it's hard for companies to think about, okay, I need images, and a photographer's going to be really expensive. We don't have the time. We don't have the budget. But do you think that the average person is capable of taking good enough pictures for social or for a blog post or for the website? When do people rely on themselves versus hire a photographer?
It's obviously – a professional photographer is going to be able to bring more to the table visually and planning. But the average person can create some nice imagery with their phone. So those images can be used for social media like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Those same images could be used in their blog posts, which I use a lot of my Instagram pictures in my blog posts too. I also have a coaching site where I coach photographers. I use a lot of my Instagram pictures in that site too, to promote those services and those ideas. So you definitely can shoot an Instagram picture, but then you start looking at the big picture, you can use those over and over and over again for different uses.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with content, what we try to do, or written content, is write a long form piece and then cut that up into little snippets so that you can post it on your Facebook, you can post it on Twitter or LinkedIn. And I would say that you could do the same thing with visuals.
Oh, definitely can. I'm also seeing a lot of my bigger projects or big campaigns, from national ads to regional ads, we're shooting video and stills. And those are being used for, like, advertisements before a movie plays in a movie theater. They're being used in social media, on Facebook ads, but they're also being used on billboards. And we're more and more, on a professional level, these assignments were coming in with all different outlets and different mediums, from video and still photography.
And also a lot of behind-the-scenes shots, too, which is really fun.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes shots are fun.
They are. I mean, it's sort of interesting to see, oh, wow, look at all the moving pieces and the equipment, the big rigs, and the, you know, who do you typically bring in on a team?
It could be myself, or, like, I've had teams up to 30 people. So recently we shot for a new product coming out, for a national product. We shot video for the commercials. We also shot still photography. And we probably had maybe about a crew of 10. And So, and we do the behind the scenes pictures, and if the client allows us, we'll tag them too. Mm-hmm. And so people who do follow their feet can see that, oh my gosh, there's a new product coming out, and look at these people creating these visuals for their promotions.
And the crew would comprise you, right, as the head honcho.
Yeah, so a lot of times, like, I'll be the head honcho. a lot of times my background is photography, so I'll be the main photographer. A lot of times I'll bring in a videographer who's a director of photography, and I direct what's going on. We'll have the assistant, one or two assistants. We'll have wardrobe stylist, makeup stylist, the art director, the producer, the caterer. I mean, it's a big mix in some of these bigger projects.
The caterer.
Yeah, that's important. Right. Everyone needs
to eat. We should get one of those for this show.
Yeah, definitely. I thought about bringing you brunch.
Uh-oh, that would have been so nice.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Next time.
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to put in your order. Text it to me ahead of time. 11 o'clock.
A question occurred to me as we were talking about stock photos, and we kind of moved on from there, but isn't there a clause? Like, if I post something on Instagram, do they own that photo now? How does that work? Like, you're a photographer, so you want to own your photography. Is there something going on with social media where they take rights of that photo, or do you know, or is that?
I haven't followed that lately. I think there is in their closet. Technically, they can do what they want with those pictures.
You haven't found that has affected you in any way, though.
It has not affected me. Okay. I know some photographers refuse to do social media because of that. Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, yeah.
It occurred, we were talking about stock photos, and I'm going, is there a, you know, do they take the rights. You know, you just click it. Okay, I'm on Facebook. Yes, I'll sign whatever the thing is. You can have my firstborn. And you don't even read the thing, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know early on in Facebook days, there was an issue about having access to your images and being able to download what you've posted, things like that. And that has resolved itself. Okay. So I imagine because Facebook owns Instagram that it's very similar.
That's right. Yeah. You got to remember.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it comes down to that the general population of the user base is their number one audience. Mm-hmm. And then it's advertisers. But if you don't have the users, then you don't have the advertisers, right? It's the same thing. I mean, people had this conversation hundreds of years ago when they talked about printing newspapers.
Right.
It's the same exact thing. It's all about the eyeballs. And if the social media channel is doing something that is going to anger its primary population, that is going to affect advertisers. So a lot of those decisions, and what you're seeing now is this interesting interplay between advertising and what comes in the organic feed. So if you post something about the show, or if I post something about the show, Facebook has the option of sharing it whenever with whomever, and typically that's very low, especially if you are doing it as a brand as opposed to a person.
Right.
And, in fact, the news feed has changed now to push advertisers, to push brands to advertise even more. So it presents its challenges.
Yeah, I've never paid. Have you boosted posts ever? Do you find that works? Like, you can pay a few dollars?
Yeah, the trick is not to boost the post. You want to go into something called Facebook Ad Center or Ads Manager, and that gives you far more aggressive tools so that you can focus in and you can be really strategic all the way down to geographic area, you know, a zip code plus 5 miles, you can actually put a pin on a map.
Oh.
Which, you know, here on Rhode Island is really important because on Aquinic Island, right, you have the whole bridges thing that people don't want to cross bridges.
Sure.
So what you do is you place the pin someplace in Portsmouth that covers not Jamestown or maybe a little bit of Jamestown, but not South County, not Little Compton, but maybe a little bit into Bristol County, you know, with so much of a reach. But then you can also refine it to people who are interested in yoga, people who have...
Interesting.
For C. Rose Montessori, we did some Facebook ads ahead of our open house so we could advertise strictly to parents of preschool children. So that makes a really good focus. And then that brings your costs down significantly because... Instead of saying, I want to advertise to everyone on Aquinic Island, I only want to advertise to parents of preschoolers who are interested in Montessori or teachers who have Montessori background. So you can really refine it significantly and bring your costs down.
The targeted ads are sometimes just out of this world creepy, though, isn't it?
Like, yes, that's definitely true.
You know, I'll look at a website, and the next ad on Facebook is that product.
Well, my favorite is I've already bought that product, and you're still advertising to me. It's like, come on, people.
Or they try to. I was looking at. I needed a new shower head, so I was looking at them on Amazon. Right? I didn't make a choice. Went to bed. Went to work the next day. Targeted ad on my Facebook. That shower head, 40% off.
Right. I think that's another good technique, is to leave your shopping cart and go to bed.
Because they're like, oh, for the next 24 hours, you can get this thing you were looking at. It's just so, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
But I think it's helpful for the person marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All that data.
Yeah, all that metadata. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break here. You're listening to The Open Forum. It's a new edition. It's the Interactive Marketing and Insights Show with Suzanne McDonald and Scott Indermar, who is a visual video specialist. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few upcoming events and things that if you're interested in this type of marketing or this sort of thing, that you can maybe get involved with. And we'll be back in just a few minutes after these messages.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, and proud aunt. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing. But not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. 1 in 6. That little girl sitting alone at the playground, she can't play like the other kids. She doesn't have the energy because she's hungry. School lunch will be her only meal today. It breaks my heart that this is the reality in our country, but it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. This food is then provided to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about using your imagination, learning, and having fun. These children shouldn't have to miss out on simply being a kid because they're hungry. To find out how you can help end childhood hunger in your community, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Happy New Year. Is one of your goals to find a cleaning service for your home or office? I have the perfect solution, Steph Spotless Cleaning. I recently started working with Steph and her crew at both the radio station offices and in my new Portsmouth home. The staff here have been raving about how clean everything is and how personable Steph and her team are. So I decided to give them a try at my house. The results were spectacular. Steph uses an all-natural cleaning product line, and the smell in the house is incredibly fresh and clean. I think this experience for me has been pretty close to the old days of having a cleaning lady, someone who treats my home like it was their own, someone I can trust. I've been through the experience of hiring a service and seeing new faces every time cleaning day came around. Not so with Steph's. She shows up at every job, rolls up her sleeves, and makes the magic. And she's fully bonded and insured. Find Steph's Spotless Cleaning on Facebook or contact her today for a free consultation and 20% off your first cleaning at 932-6050. That's 932-6050. Steph's Spotless Cleaning.
At Middletown Self Storage, we continue to offer the ultimate in storage and protection. Hi, it's John. We proudly offer climate-controlled, humidity-controlled, secure, and clean storage with our signature personalized service. You can feel safe accessing your storage locker 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at a well-lit, video-recorded facility using your own personalized code. Units available now. Middletown Self Storage, 909 Aquinic Ave. You can also call us at 847-8673 or visit us on the web at middletownstorage.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Happy New Year! Thinking positive thoughts about your health and have a plan for a better you in 2018? On Tuesday, January 23rd, AM 1540 WADK will host the 5th annual on-air health fair. Tune in to Talk of the Town with Bruce Newberry at 9 a.m. and listen to a knowledgeable group of experts from varied medical-related fields talk about health, wellness, and fitness. The on-air health fair, Tuesday, January 23rd, beginning at 9 a.m. on your hometown station, AM 1540 WADK. Participants include
Sunshine Vape, Newport Mental Health, The Green Grocer, Anytime Fitness, the Alzheimer's Association, Newport Athletic Club, Aquidneck Pediatrics,
South County Health,
and Coastal Foot and Ankle.
And we're back here for the final segment of the Open Forum, a new version of the Interactive Marketing Insight Show led by Suzanne McDonald. She is she's done a lot of stuff. We'll do her bio again next time. And we have Scott Indermar here, a photographer extraordinaire.
And video extraordinaire,
yes,
too. Well, Scott, we really appreciate you being on the show and just wanted to ask you, what tips do you have, some final thoughts for anybody, whether they're a brand or doing their own social media and visuals?
I'd say keep it simple. And if you're not on social media, just pick one that you really can dive into. If you try to do like all three or four, it can get overwhelming.
Yeah.
And really focus on like humanizing your brand. If you are like, let's say, a restaurant, and maybe not just do a picture of food, do a picture of your chef or your servers, or just really show the people and the energy that just that really visually captures the essence of that business.
And it's easy in some ways, right, because you're just snapping a picture. But is there like a standard of like how many pictures you take versus how many you actually use that you're happy with?
It's probably like less than 10% I'll use. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, let's say if I shoot 1,000 pictures for a job, we merely want 10 of those. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's like 1%.
So I think that's another key point is to anticipate that you're going to be taking a lot of pictures. I find even when I'm taking pictures of my daughter doing something, I'll prompt her to either pose or not pose, or I'll try it a bunch of different ways. So I may have 4 or 5 pictures or 6 pictures of her, and then I'll just pick the one that I want.
Right.
So I think it's also important when you're taking pictures, whether it's for social media or not, that you plan you're going to take a whole slew and you maybe will only use one, but to give yourself time to sort through them as well.
Yeah, if you have like pictures, you're taking pictures of the chef cooking. You might take 20 of them, different angles, you know, maybe the flame's perfect, just so you can just have one. I mean, just don't hold yourself back. You're better off shooting too much than not enough.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm.
And then the storage thing, that's another show.
Like storage on your phone with the pictures?
Yeah, like how do you archive it? I mean, this is an issue that we've heard a lot about.
Right.
Is that there's
get a lot of SD cards?
Yeah, in terms of how do you archive it? I've had this issue with clients too, that they have a lot of pictures, and then how do you archive it so that when you need a picture that illustrates something for your blog, that your blog is about education, something about education or a certain technique, where do you find the photo that demonstrates that technique that you can match it up? Because, by the way, that happened in last summer, but you have to start promoting this summer. So how do you find the right image to match it up? So the archiving thing is a whole separate
show. Oh, we could definitely spend a whole show on that.
And I don't trust the cloud. Do you trust the cloud?
No, I have things backed up in a lot of different places.
Got to back them up.
Yeah. You know?
I got backups and backups of the cloud. I got backups of backups.
All right, good. It's better to be safe.
It's true, you know. Like, I back up. I have iCloud. I have Dropbox. And then I have a whole nother file that's a hard drive. And I think, too, don't trust, you know, if your house burns down, your computer's going, and your hard drive that's hooked into your computer is going, too. So to think about that. And that is beyond photos, it's everything. You know, backing up your website, all that good stuff, too.
Right. Back it up.
Yes.
Yep.
It should be like a little jingle.
All right, maybe we'll find one, yeah. I think of some rap songs. I don't think they work here.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
So you got some events coming up.
Yeah, so we have Newport Interactive Marketers that's coming up on Thursday, and Scott, as we said, is going to do a full presentation with pictures to illustrate everything that you wanted to know about visuals and video and how to use Instagram.
How to tell your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're visually.
But within the framework, the parameters of using your mobile phone to do it. So we're not talking about getting a big DSLR, all the big heavy equipment. You know, it's something that's in your pocket all the time, and you may as well use it to feed your social media, whether it's Instagram or LinkedIn or your blog or what have you. So it's important to be able to utilize it and to know what to do with it to be more effective. So that's what we're going to talk about. So we have networking starts at 6 on Thursday at Parlor, Kitchen and Bar, 200 Broadway in Newport. And then
is that open to everybody? Can you just show up?
Sure.
That kind of thing?
Just show up. Okay. I mean, ideally, we'd love it if you would RSVP.
Sure.
And you can go on to NewportInteractiveMarketers.com, go to the events page, and then there's ticket registration form right there. Tickets are free. We do like for you to RSVP, especially if you'd like to get invitations for upcoming events. So upcoming events we have in February, we have Mark Collins, who's going to talk about local search engine optimization. So Google Maps, getting found in Google and having directories and things like that. Mm-hmm. So he's going to talk about that. So we're going to talk about that ahead of his presentation.
Oh, so your show next month, that's what we're going to
do.
Okay, great.
And it's also next month's NIM. So okay. If you're thinking, oh, the visual video thing is not my thing, but I'm interested in the local SEO, go ahead and sign up for the visual video, and then you'll automatically get the invitation for the local SEO.
Great.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of other good stuff going on around town, too.
Like?
This is so awesome about Newport. Well, so as a, yeah, as a solopreneur, right, as an entrepreneur, one thing that I focused on is sort of tracking my wellness hours as a client. So I don't have to feel guilty when I go for a walk or when I go to yoga. So this week is Newport Wellness Week.
Yes.
And there's a lot of great specials and deals. I know Bodhi Spa, if you book a service, then you can do a wellness journey. The same day, they're throwing that in, but you have to book it this week, I believe.
Okay.
Check with them on all the specifics. Power of Juice has specials going on. And I think a bunch of the yoga studios are doing $5 classes.
Very nice. Who put this Wellness Week together?
I think it's Discover Newport. If you go to Discover Newport website, it'll give you all the details and information. Also, Discover Newport, the busy people over there, they are hosting a half-day seminar tomorrow morning called The State of Retail and How to Change with the Times. And they bring in a industry expert, Barbara Wald, and she's doing an interactive program tackling some of the biggest challenges facing bricks and mortar retailers today, including the rise of digital marketplace driven by Amazon and other titans of e-commerce sites, as well as social media shifts that are influencing sales.
Okay.
So I don't have any brick and mortar clients right now, but I'm super interested in going. I'm interested to hear what they say about the social media component.
Right.
And I just think it's important for everyone to know. Another topic that's come up recently is how Amazon is really affecting brick and mortar and how we have a responsibility as consumers to uphold businesses in our community. So I think it's one of the things that everyone should really be thinking about. So I'm excited to learn more about retailers' concerns are, especially local retailers, and how potentially social media digital marketing can help combat the Amazon effect.
That was partially what we were talking about today.
Yeah.
And while Amazon can be very convenient, support your local businesses.
Yeah, it's key. It's crucial. On the other hand, I think that local businesses have a responsibility to meet us halfway.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? If you are selling something, I got to know about it.
Change or get out of the way, kind of. You know, at this point, everything is moving online and things. So
yeah.
While I love supporting local businesses, I'll check your website before I go in. If I can buy something off your website, local business, I might even do it that way.
Or I would need to know what it is you're selling.
Yep.
I think a lot of businesses, I have no idea, like, what you're selling.
True.
Exactly.
They have funky names and, like, you know, what is that? I don't want to use one now, but yeah, exactly.
But the number one thing I would say is that interpersonal connection, which is one thing that NIM, Newport Interactive Marketers, is really good at. So if you want to meet a photographer or an SEO guy or, you know, just meet other business owners in your community. It's a great event, and it's free. We meet at a bar. It's fun.
All right.
Plus good information.
Well, excellent. Everybody check it out, and we'll be back with Suzanne next month. And thank you very much, Scott, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
What's up, Noop? Radio Edition is next with Mr. Ryan Belmore here on WADK.